Hello and welcome to episode number 105 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your well-rested host. Welcome to a new week. I'm sorry I missed Saturday's episode. My daughter-in-law is due to deliver my second granddaughter in just a few days, and my house was the venue for a baby shower, after which even more of the family came over to celebrate the birthdays of those in the family whose day is in August. As you probably know, I record these episodes the night before, and the lovely Lady Leanne and I were busy preparing for these festivities until the wee hours, after having worked all day long. So I just did not have the energy to get a show out for Saturday. Today we'll read Numbers 17, Luke 12, and Psalm 27 from the Good News Translation. Numbers chapter 17. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel to give you 12 walking sticks, one from the leader of each tribe. Write each man's name on his stick, and then write Aaron's name on the stick representing Levi. There will be one stick for each tribal leader. Take them to the tent of my presence and put them in front of the covenant box where I meet you. Then the stick of the man I have chosen will sprout. In this way I will put a stop to the constant complaining of these Israelites against you." So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and each of their leaders gave him a stick, one for each tribe, 12 in all, and Aaron's stick was put with them. Moses then put all the sticks in the tent in front of the Lord's covenant box. The next day, when Moses went into the tent, he saw that Aaron's stick, representing the tribe of Levi, had sprouted. It had budded, blossomed, and produced ripe almonds. Moses took all the sticks and showed them to the Israelites. They saw what had happened, and each leader put his own stick back. The Lord said to Moses, "Put Aaron's stick back in front of the covenant box. It is to be kept as a warning to the rebel Israelites that they will die unless their complaining stops." Moses did as the Lord commanded. The people of Israel said to Moses, "Then that's the end of us. If anyone who even comes near the tent must die, then we're all as good as dead." Luke chapter 12. As thousands of people crowded together so that they were stepping on each other, Jesus said first to his disciples, "Be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, I mean their hypocrisy. Whatever is covered up will be uncovered, and every secret will be made known. So then whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in broad daylight, and whatever you have whispered in private in a closed room will be shouted from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot afterward do anything worse. I will show you whom to fear. Fear God, who, after killing, has the authority to throw into hell. Believe me, he is the one you must fear. Aren't 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one sparrow is forgotten by God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth much more than many sparrows. I assure you that those who declare publicly that they belong to me, the Son of Man will do the same for them before the angels of God. But those who reject me publicly, the Son of Man will also reject them before the angels of God. Whoever says a word against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but whoever says evil things against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you to be tried in the synagogues or before governors or rulers, do not be worried about how you will defend yourself or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say." A man in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide with me the property our father left us." Jesus answered him, "Friend, who gave me the right to judge or to divide the property between you two?" And he went on to say to them all, "Watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed. Because your true life is not made up of the things you own, no matter how rich you may be." Then Jesus told him this parable. There was once a rich man who had land which bore good crops. He began to think to himself, "I don't have a place to keep all my crops. What can I do?" "This is what I will do," he told himself. "I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, where I will store the grain and all my other goods. Then I will say to myself, 'Lucky man. You have all the good things you need for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "You fool, This very night you will have to give up your life. Then who will get all these things you have kept for yourself? And Jesus concluded, This is how it is with those who pile up riches for themselves, but are not rich in God's sight. Then Jesus said to the disciples, And so I tell you not to worry about the food you need to stay alive, or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is much more important than food, and the body much more important than clothes. Look at the crows. They don't plant seeds or gather a harvest. They don't have storage rooms or barns. God feeds them. You are worth so much more than birds. Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it? If you can't manage even such a small thing, why worry about the other things? Look how the wildflowers grow. They don't work or make clothes for themselves, but I tell you that not even King Solomon with all his wealth had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who clothes the wild grass, grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burned up in the oven. Won't he be all the more sure to clothe you? What little faith you have. So don't be all upset, always concerned about what you will eat and drink. For the pagans of this world are always concerned about these things. Your Father knows that you need these things. Instead, be concerned with his kingdom, and he will provide you with these things. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell all your belongings and give the money to the poor. Provide for yourselves purses that don't wear out, and save your riches in heaven, where they will never decrease, because no thief can get to them, and no moth can destroy them. For your heart will always be where your riches are. Be ready for whatever comes, dressed for action and with your lamps lit, like servants who are waiting for their master to come back from a wedding feast. When he comes and knocks, they will open the door for him at once. How happy are those servants whose master finds them awake and ready when he returns? I tell you, he will take off his coat, have them sit down, and will wait on them. How happy they are if he finds them ready, even if he should come at midnight or even later. And you can be sure that if the owner of a house knew the time when the thief would come, he would not let the thief break into his house. And you too must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him. Peter said, Lord, does this parable apply to us, or do you mean it for everyone? The Lord answered, Who then is the faithful and wise servant? He is the one that his master will put in charge, to run the household and give the other servants their share of the food at the proper time. How happy that servant is if his master finds him doing this when he comes home. Indeed, I tell you, the master will put that servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself that his master is taking a long time to come back, and if he begins to beat the other servants, both the men and the women, and eats and drinks and gets drunk, then the master will come back one day when the servant does not expect him, and at a time he does not know. The master will cut him in pieces and make him share the fate of the disobedient. The servant who knows what his master wants him to do, but does not get himself ready and do it, will be punished with a heavy whipping. But the servant who does not know what his master wants and yet does something for which he deserves a whipping will be punished with a light whipping. Much is required from the person to whom much is given. Much more is required from the person to whom much more is given. I came to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism to receive, and how distressed I am until it is over. Do you suppose that I came to bring peace to the world? No, not peace, but division. From now on, a family of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. Fathers will be against their sons, and sons against their fathers. Mothers will be against their daughters, and daughters against their mothers. Mothers-in-law will be against their daughters-in-law, and daughters-in-law against their mothers-in-law. Jesus said also to the people, When you see a cloud coming up in the west, at once you say that it is going to rain, and it does. And when you feel the south wind blowing, you say that it's going to get hot, and it does. Hypocrites! You can look at the earth and the sky and predict the weather. You can look at the earth and the sky and predict the weather. Why then don't you know the meaning of this present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves the right thing to do? If someone brings a lawsuit against you and takes you to court, do your best to settle the dispute before you get to court. If you don't, you will be dragged before the judge, who will hand you over to the police, and you will be put in jail. There you will stay, I tell you, until you pay the last penny of your fine. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. When evil people attack me and try to kill me, they stumble and fall. Even if a whole army surrounds me, I will not be afraid. Even if enemies attack me, I will still trust God. I have asked the Lord for one thing only do I want, to live in the Lord's house all my life, to marvel there at His goodness, and to ask for His guidance. In times of trouble, He will shelter me. He will keep me safe in His temple and make me secure on a high rock. So I will triumph over my enemies around me. With shouts of joy, I will offer sacrifices in His temple. I will sing. I will praise the Lord. Hear me, Lord, when I call to You. Be merciful and answer me. When You said, "Come worship me," I answered, "I will come, Lord." Don't hide Yourself from me. Don't be angry with me. Don't turn Your servant away. You have been my help. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me, O God, my Savior. My father and mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me. Teach me, Lord, what You want me to do, and lead me along a safe path, because I have many enemies. Don't abandon me to my enemies who attack me with lies and threats. I know that I will live to see the Lord's goodness in this present life. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. So, in Numbers, the Lord unmistakably told the people of Israel that the Levites were His choice to be the priests. The people had been complaining about who was going to be the priest, who got to be the priest. So God showed them conclusively that the Levites were to be the priests. Now, I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. How about you? There were many things covered in today's chapter in Luke. One of the points made by Jesus was that we should not fear those who can only kill the body, because after you're dead, what more can they do? The one to fear is God, according to Jesus, because He has the power to send one to hell or to grant access to heaven. Now, we know, taking the entire message of the gospel, that we can know our eternal destiny before we die, right? We can rest assured that if we have put our trust and faith in Jesus, that we have no reason to wonder where we will go after death. I think Jesus' point was that there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to fear men because of what they can do to you. Be bold in proclaiming your faith in God. Be bold in speaking the truth. Be bold in living your life in a way that is pleasing to God. And I don't think that it's by accident that the following verses in Luke talk about not being ashamed to say that you belong to Jesus, because if you are ashamed to do so, He will not claim you before the Father. If you want Jesus to stand up and say of you to the Father, "That one is mine," then you need to stand up and say, "I am a believer and a follower of Jesus of Nazareth. He loves me, He died for me, He was resurrected, and now sits at the right hand of the Father." Don't be timid. Don't compromise. Don't give in. Be bold. I love Psalm 27, especially verse 4, which says, "I have asked the Lord for one thing. One thing only do I want, to live in the Lord's house all my life, to marvel there at His goodness, and to ask for His guidance." That's it. That'll do it for me too. Just let me hang out with You, Lord. It doesn't get any better than that. Hey, have a great week. Thanks for starting it with me. Hey, why don't you tell a friend about the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible? Invite them to join us. It doesn't matter that we've already started our journey through God's Word. We're taking fellow travelers on every day. The more, the merrier. Let's share the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible with someone new every day, okay? Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.